Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
At the start of the month, only 82 prisoners were vaccinated, leading to criticism from the Inspector of Prisons, Patricia Gilheeney. Now, rollout has begun, prison by prison, not based on age, as in the rest of the population. For more, I'm joined by Conor Gallagher, crime correspondent of the Irish Times. Conor, it's just 10 days ago that we had 82 prisoners vaccinated, and Patricia Gilheeney said that she wasn't happy with the pace. What's happened since then?
So the, as you said, 82 prisoners have been vaccinated by the start of July. That's mostly over 70s and a small number of other very medically vulnerable prisoners. Now they have started vaccinating the rest of the prisoners. So the rest of the 3,800 prisoners across the country's 14 or so facilities. They're doing it on a prison by prison basis in that they'll go to a prison, will vaccinate everyone there before moving on to the next prison. So as you said, it's not by age cohort. It's rather by, you know, which prison they decide to go to first. This is because the HSE and the National Ambulance Service and the Irish Prison Service say they've been trying to work out a plan for the last couple of weeks over how to vaccinate the prisoners. This follows on from a lot of confusion about when the prisoners will be vaccinated. You might remember before, in the original vaccine rollout guidelines, there was various cohorts, and it was thought that the prisoners would be vaccinated as part of the cohort, including those in long-term residential care. And this would have tallied with the WHO guidelines that prisoners are more vulnerable, they're more likely to have underlying health issues, and they're living in confined spaces, so should receive some priority access to vaccines. But then they rejigged the vaccine rollout to make it basically based on your age. So there was a huge amount of confusion on that. And then at the start of June, we learned that rather than getting any priority access, the vaccine rollout was actually going much slower than it was in the general population. Mm.
Have they made things a little bit more difficult for themselves as well? Because I understand that initially we thought prisoners were going to get Janssened, but now we know they're going to get Pfizer. So they're going to be getting two jabs rather than one. And given the relatively high turnover of prisoners, that makes it logistically much more complicated to get everybody done.
It would, yes. Yeah. So the prisoners have now, under the latest strategy, have been designated as a difficult to reach group, and that's a group in terms of vaccines, I mean, and that's a group that will include homeless people or people with addiction issues in the community. And the approach with them is to give them the Johnson & Johnson or the Janssen vaccine, the one and done vaccine, because it can be hard to keep track of these people and to get them back. So it's thought maybe the prisoners would get that. As I understand it now, the prisoners are being offered the Pfizer vaccine, which is a double dose vaccine. That could, if that continues, that could present problems for some prisons with high turnover rates, such as Clover Hill. Clover Hill is a remand prison, so you have a lot of prisoners going in and coming out every month, basically, and going to other parts of the prison system or being released into the community after they get bail. So that could present some problems, but it's still open to them to maybe mix and match and give some of the prisoners Johnson & Johnson. This is a process that is going to be continuing on for a number of weeks, the HSE, or the Department of Health, tell me.
You also have this kind of anomalous situation now where prisoners are being vaccinated prison by prison, which makes sense. I mean, why would you turn up and only do one age cohort in a prison of 200 or 300 people? Why not just get everybody done in the one day if you possibly can? But the prison officers who look after them are in some cases being treated in the same way as the general population and being done by age cohort.
That's right, and that had caused a lot of frustration among prison officers when they rejigged the vaccine rollout a few months ago. Prison officers argued that they were going in and out of hospitals, they were exposed to prisoners, that they were at higher risk, like the Gardaí and other kind of frontline services, and they'd argued for to receive the same treatment. 360 prison officers were vaccinated last month. These were primarily involved in bringing prisoners to hospital on escort duty. But that's the left a vast majority of prison officers not vaccinated. And indeed, they staged a kind of what they call the withdrawal of goodwill over a four-day period, which is basically like a work the rule in April, where they only strictly adhered to their duties. And that didn't affect the vaccine rollout in prisons, but it did impact some court dates and some other logistical issues. But now there seems to be a bit of a change of heart, and prison officers under 40 are being offered the vaccines at the same time as prisoners. So the thinking there is prison officers over 40 will hopefully have been offered a vaccine within the community at this stage. Those under 40 can get it within the prison system, and you will basically have full or nearly full coverage very quickly, and it all going well, even quicker than we get to the magic number in the general population. Mm.
Have you been able to get any figures for the number of positive COVID-19 cases amongst prisoners and prison staff?
The latest figures, I believe, were somewhere in the low, between 100 and 200, I believe. Now, I haven't got an updated figure.
Is that a total June since March 2020, or is that the current figure?
That's right, since the start. Since the start of the pandemic, yeah. So there's the prison service have been largely successful in preventing the spread of COVID-19, particularly last year. But this year there have been a number of outbreaks in some prisons, the most significant of those being one in Mountjoy, which affected 36 inmates. There was another outbreak in Arbor Hill, which affected 10% of the prison population. That would be of quite considerable concern, considered Arbor Hill would be a relatively old prison population. But largely they have been successful in minimising the spread. That's come at the cost of obviously highly restricted liberties for those within the prison, in terms of being confined to their cells for long periods, in some cases not having visits, not being able to see their families except maybe through video phones, and even in some cases not being able to leave their cells for showers. So there has been a trade-off for that success.
Okay. Conor Gallagher, crime correspondent of the Irish Times, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, another question that we probably never thought that we were going to find ourselves asking ourselves a year and a half ago. But how do you work with people that you have never met?
Email todaycb@rte.ie.